are you doing again today?
About gas.
About 12 points again. 21 million shares.
And 44.
44
years are there.
They get a little glimmer of
that upper down in there.
Yeah, and then they just soar down when you get out of one bit of bad news.
Yeah.
Total instability.
Thank you. twice a day. There are occasions when I have to, but if you go out twice a day, every all they do is come, they have time over the martini till lunch, to think up a couple more dirty questions, to hell with them. They cover everything at 11 o'clock. I think 11's better than 3, so
give a gift 5 months to you.
morning.
Yeah, but this is again, this work is special touch. He read the election returns in Louisiana.
The question is, I can talk to Steve about this. I said, you know, I just don't know, but I think we just ought to do the next one. Maybe we're trying to change the political system, the political landscape.
All right, is that an objective in this term? that had nothing but a person of color, Dyer. And it couldn't be institutionalized. He left nothing to you or to anybody else.
He could not pass anything on, and I may not be able to.
Well, you may not. But yours is built on merit rather than on
mine. Mine is built on allegiance to ideas, and his was built on allegiance to a man.
To a king.
That's the difference.
Mine wasn't even really to the man, to the real man.
Yeah, but mine is built on an allegiance to a philosophy. That's the point. Not a party, but a philosophy. It's higher than the acceptance speech better than it's ever been put before.
Now, how do you institutionalize that philosophy in such a way that people can maintain their allegiance to it and express it when there isn't Richard Nixon on the ballot for him to vote for or in the White House to support? And do you care? I think you do. Because you could change the scene for the next 30 years, like Roosevelt in 40 years, like Roosevelt changed it for the last 40.
Get a horse like a conlon.
That's right. Although Roosevelt didn't do it on the basis of a horse.
Of course,
he was around for a long time.
He was around for three years.
Right. Another election.
Let's face it.
Four elections,
basically. He was around for 16 years. What Roosevelt created was there.
Yeah, it was Truman. Because it was just Truman.
He made Truman. In fact, he was around for 20 years. He made Truman, and then Truman re-elected. So there's 20 years. The Roosevelt period was 20 years.
That's very true.
That's a hell of an achievement.
And then there was an interval of cultism.
A hiatus.
The Eisenhower hiatus for 8 years, and then Kennedy basically went back to the Roosevelt coalition, and Johnson sure as hell did, and the welfare state and all that. And then he collapsed under the war in his own personal non-thing and left something that you put, left a void that you could work in to put something together. Now, how do you maintain that so that you can stay with it? What do you do that? The little things in this office don't make much difference.
No.
On that.
No.
The truck drivers and the senators from Louisiana and
Scraper.
And the Redskin coach or the killed baseball player. None of it's going
to. Yes, you've got to remember, too, you can't have the man appear to be totally isolated from people. That's part of the things here. The president has got to appear to be having touching people.
Yeah.
That's why, mind you, has had one a day. The schedule looks, well, you know, he can make up schedules that look very full. And that's what he's got to do. He's got to make up a schedule every day and put in big names. I'll meet with Ehrlichman and Kissinger and Haldeman and put those names on every day. I never want a schedule to appear that goes out there as if I'm not doing a damn thing. George Ellis had a very interesting thing to come out of the report from that story. He said, you know, George, he's first political. You know, Truman, I should write it. Don't watch it. He just didn't work hard on the job.
Truman?
Yeah. And I said, well, I should do go get him something. No, he didn't work hard. He's in trouble. I said, well, because I wondered how the devil could he get that good idea. And I think it is what it was. Remember Truman going to Key West and playing poker?
And wearing those loud shirts.
Key West.
And go for a walk every morning out here.
Going
also look like he didn't have anything else to do.
Playing poker, going to Key West. But the hard work thing, at least here's George Allen, the man who did it, the devil's day of hard work. He thought Jim didn't work hard enough. I just wonder how many people think that of me.
Again, by anything we can measure,
we don't think
it's the other way. You look at the stuff they're writing, they make the point that you have you move around, that you go different places, but that you work all the time, that your vocation is the same, that your avocation is the same as your vocation, and so you stay at it.
That's the good thing about not playing golf.
That's right.
I don't play cards. I don't play golf. I
there, this is what I read, out, you know, being away from there, working in your office there, you hadn't even gone out for an afternoon boat ride, which is your custom down there, until Christmas Day. I don't know whether that was true or not, but that's true. That's the impression that came out. I don't think we have a hard
word. It's important.
It is important.
It's very important. And this office, particularly me, as I said, nobody gave a damn whether Eisenhower was there or not.
Yeah, they did. He was criticized a lot for the golfing thing until after the heart attack. Then they didn't want him to work hard. Then they wanted to preserve himself. But he was criticized a lot for the golf stuff.
Can I get nobody to give a damn about?
No.
Nobody ever mentioned him. But you know, he was really a jack-off.
Well, he could do anything he wanted.
He went to the climbing keeper.
And they did with Johnson, because Johnson created such a fuss when he was doing it. Working.
Although Johnson, the high officer, he was the hardest working president we had. But, so he fooled even me. But when I look at the record, he wasn't. Johnson was somewhat like Tom.
Sure, Eisenhower ended Truman's war, but how did he do it? He did it by bombing the shit out of North Korea, including the dikes.
Said that
says that makes sense not to. But he said that creates a need for a new structure on an NSC document, which he's going to cover with us. I don't know what that all is about. But then he said, on MIT,